Hello.
Hi, hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
no.
Radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, okay. And, perfect, you said no. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yep.
Yes, okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? You're definitely going to vote.
I already pre-registered. Oh, yeah.
So you're definitely going to vote. Thank you. And what is your age?
36.
Six. Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Is that Caucasian?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The last one.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards. 50 means so-so, warm, and 0 means very cold and unfavorable. You can choose any number between 0 to 100. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one, Donald Trump.
100.
Thank you. Woke culture or wokeism?
0.
Thank you. Moms for Liberty?
Yeah, I don't care about it. I mean, 0. I don't know enough about it.
Okay. The National Education Association or NEA?
It's shit. 0.
0. Thank you. Public schools?
Shit. 0.
Okay. The U.S. Department of Education?
Shit. 0.
Joe Biden?
0.
Public school teachers?
It's not their fault. 100.
Okay. Charter schools?
I don't know enough about it.
Okay. So, I don't know. That is perfectly fine. Let's move forward here. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent,
shit.
Good,
0.
Just
0, 0.
Just fair?
Yeah.
Or poor?
It's,
so we're going
it's
with poor,
poor,
right?
It's poor.
Gotcha. Next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
I don't know anything about them, but
okay.
Never. We don't have a whole lot of those around us.
Nor public, nor charter, right?
Charter.
Oh, so you would choose charter. So we have two options. Charter school is more better?
I'd choose public. I don't know anything about the charters. We don't got anything around like that.
Okay, so for publics, we have public schools somewhat better, public schools much better. Which one would you prefer?
Somewhat.
Oh, somewhat. Gotcha. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means you're like, okay, that's very important for public schools to prepare students. 5, somewhat important. 0, not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one.
Yeah.
Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
10.
Thank you. So it's very important, right? Just to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
10.
Thank you. Become more organized and have structure.
10.
Help America compete and beat other countries in the future, tech and global
10.
Job market.
10.
Our responsibilities in democracy and the importance of a civic engagement and voting.
10.
Embrace American values and be proud of American citizens.
10.
Let's move forward. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount too much or not enough of public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yeah, that was 21.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Disagree.
Is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat
disagree. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree. Strongly.
Thank you. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States, because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
Disagree. Strongly.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me if you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. The first one. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
To vet? Is that what you said?
Let me read that again. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Ah, I disagree.
Some strong.
I mean, they got a clue. Yeah, some.
Somewhat, thank you. Somewhat disagree. Oh, somewhat opposed, sorry. It's either
opposed. Yeah, opposed.
Gotcha. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Supporter.
That's a tough one because of the last one, but disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed, got you. Adding an ethic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Agree. Supporter. Strongly. Support.
Strongly.
Support.
Got you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Supporter.
Opposed. Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed. Increasing discipline in schools.
Agree. Somebody said media parents is what.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. All right, so that's strongly support. Okay. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Agree.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Strongly support, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please tell me I want you to rate them from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find a very convincing argument, 5 somewhat convincing, and 0 not convincing at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, one
agreed.
Radical
ten.
Okay, very convincing. Got you. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades learning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians.
Agree. Yeah, 10.
Very convincing. Support. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Last one. Working for diverse classrooms and exclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing is that?
Very.
We're speaking of a 10?
Yeah.
All right. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
All right. Now, switching gears a bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College. I went 4 years.
College or college graduate?
College graduate.
Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
I own my own business. So I don't know. Employed.
Yeah, employed. Thank you. Are you married or maybe living with a partner, single,
married,
separated?
Married.
Married. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
The second one. I'm in mixed company.
Republican, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
The second one.
Not a very strong Republican. Okay, not a strong.
There you go. Yeah. There's some issues that kind of make you think about the current situation, but not a strong. It's fine.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your house?
Yes, two of them. Two of them.
Which of the following describes your child or children's school? Public school, charter, private, homeschool?
One private, one public.
Okay, one public and one private. Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate?
Actually, moderate is the best way to explain it. That's what I was trying to say earlier.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week?
Once a week.
We have once or twice a month. Oh, no, you said every week, so once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We said once a week. Okay. Once a week or more. Okay. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again Christian, fundamentalist, evangelical?
Born-again.
That applies to you or someone in the household?
To us, yeah, to us. My household.
Gotcha. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No, sir.
No one, right?
No.
Okay. Perfect. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Well, sir, this concludes our survey. I truly appreciate your patience and your opinions. You have yourself a great rest of the night.
You too.
Bye-bye.